Welcome to the CCFR Radio Podcast, your source for news, updates, and stories from the CCFR.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 30 of the CCFR Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Rod Giltaka, and it's the Christmas slash Hanukkah slash holiday season, whatever it is you're celebrating episode. I'm going to keep it relatively quick today. What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring on Tracy Wilson for the entire time. It's not going to be a long podcast, but I did want to just put one more out there so that we can wind up the year kind of in a nostalgic, easygoing fashion. It's not going to be a very serious podcast. I think what we're going to do is Tracy and I are going to do a little bit of reminiscing about what's some of the highlights this year, give you a quick kind of CCFR update, and also talk about some of the stuff that we've accomplished in years past and some of the highlights even from when we started the CCFR, because we just really haven't been around that long. So it's going to be an informal, fun, kind of chatty episode. And as always, I really appreciate you guys listening to this, and I appreciate you guys being part of the CCFR family. Without you, there is no CCFR. I know I say it all the time, but I can't express it enough. There is no CCFR. So I appreciate you guys carving off a little bit of time in your holiday to listen to this. We will be right back with Tracy Wilson, and we'll get started.
Hunters and sport shooters have a lot more in common than they think. Politicians and bureaucrats will never stop pushing toward their vision of Canada, where only the police and the military have firearms. All gun owners need to stand together. An attack on one is an attack on us all. Let these people know they do not have your consent. Stand up for your own ability to own and use firearms. Donate now or become a member of the CCFR at www.firearmrights.ca.
Okay, I've got Tracy Wilson on the Skype. Merry Christmas, Tracy.
Merry Christmas, Rod.
Okay, that's it. Bells. Good God, man.
That's coming. I know. I've got my sleigh bells. I'm enjoying them.
All right. Well, what's not to enjoy with sleigh bells? Year
sleigh
round.
Sleigh bells ring.
Yeah, year
yeah,
round.
You're right. You're right.
Anyway, on to what we're supposed to be doing. So I'm going to just throw out a couple of quick announcements while I've got you on here. Only because so I'm not lonely. I did want to mention that the TV show is going to premiere on January the 2nd. Now, that might be a surprise to some folks. Yeah. I think you sent me a screenshot of somebody's phone or whatever. And it said, and it showed, it was the Wild TV My Hunt Fix app or whatever it was. And it said that our show was premiering on January the 2nd when it was supposed to be like the week of February the 4th. And and this actually turns into an interesting story, because then, you know, I'm like, what the hell? So I emailed the guys at Wild TV. I'm like, is this a mistake? And they're like, no, it's going to air early. And I'm like, oh, well, awesome. So that is hot off the press. Our show is going to premiere in the next couple of weeks on January the 2nd on Wild TV. And I will share something else, and Tracy hasn't heard this, so she'll be hearing this. She'll be the guinea pig. So I've been approving the episodes. Basically, they edit them, create them, and they send me the 95% cut, and then I go, yep, that looks good. And it goes, whatever changes are made get made, and then it goes to broadcast. So when it gets into the broadcast queue, it can't be changed again. And, you know, we've made... This is the show that no one has ever made before, and I think we're all learning as we're making this show. And one of the lessons that we're learning is that someone who really understands target shooting and sport shooting needs to be intimately involved in script writing and in the production, like almost virtually producing it.
And absolutely.
And no network had that expertise, and thus it was very difficult. Well, I just saw the latest episode that was sent to me to have a look at, and it was like, it nailed it. So I will give you, I'll give you kind of a sneak peek, kind of heads up on something. When you see this episode, you'll know it. It has the Steel Challenge Championships on it. And it also, the show starts out with the best rest, with a a bench rest competition at the, what's the name of that range again? It's like Rosebud Shooting Club or something like that. So bench rest and then Steel Challenge. And when you see that episode, it's exactly what we wanted. The footage looks awesome. The people are great. You really understand the sport. It's just really good. So I'm excited for that episode for sure.
Awesome. I can't wait to see it.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be exciting. So January 2nd, that that premieres. So it's finally happening. And now I guess we're going to launch into what we're going to talk about is I was thinking, I think it was, I don't know, day before yesterday or something. Finally, the show is actually coming. It's only a couple of weeks away. And we actually did it. And the CCFR has been around for 3 years and 2 months. And we actually have a television show that's going to be premiering on a national cable specialty channel.
This is nuts. Like, sometimes I have to shake my head and remind myself that we're barely 3 years old. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's because I feel like we've been doing this forever or we've just accomplished so much in such a short period of time that it seems like that would be an impossible thing to accomplish, to have an actual TV show on national TV, you know, highlighting our sport in such a positive way in such a short period of time. You know, it just blows my mind. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm just as impatient as other people, right? And it's, you know, all these things shouldn't take this much time, but it's so much work. Like it blew up my whole summer, you know, because I've been working like crazy, like obviously in my personal life too. And for the CCFR for a couple of years now, 3 years. And, you know, I haven't taken almost no time off. And, you know, my wife's hounding me like, when are you going to take time off? You say that every year. And I'm like, oh no, this year is going to be different. The broken promises of the Giltaka household. But this summer was supposed to be it. And it didn't. It was absolutely consumed with CCFR and the show itself, because of course we're doing everything for the first time ever. So it's way more work than it should be.
Right.
So, but we got here and I just really think it's amazing. I think my expectations of myself and our organization are so high that I'm like, yeah, well, this is okay. The show's up, you know, what's next? But these are actually pretty big.
They're monumental. Yeah. Like the you know, nobody's tried to do this. The biggest challenge to this whole fight, this whole cause, is public perception of gun owners, right? And especially handguns and black guns. I mean, you know, hunters, sure, there's some anti-hunter people out there, but the majority of everyday average Canadians will say, you know, oh, okay, I can accept hunting and I'm okay with hunting, but, you know, nobody needs all that other stuff. Well, this is going to really humanize it for them and show them, you know, why it is that we like it. We're not just a bunch of raving gun nuts that just want to, you know, shoot at paper meaninglessly. There's actual sport and competition and camaraderie and fun, and everybody can participate. And I think this will be the turning point where, you know, Canadians kind of are coming around to it a little bit, but this will really give them a good hard shove in a positive direction. And to be honest, I think as much as our numbers of our PAL holders and even just PAL holders is growing, I think you're going to see a huge surge in it, which is fantastic, because the more there are of us, the harder it is to stomp us into the dirt, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the underlying issue for gun owners, is that everyday Canadians that don't own guns, they could care less if somebody else loses their things. And that's equal parts ignorance, just they don't really understand the topic for a variety of reasons. And I think anybody listening knows what those reasons are. But at the same time, it's this weird ignorance that's been I don't know what's the word. I mean, ignorance might be the word, but it's just bred into people. It's like, well, as long as I'm not losing my stuff, you know,
well,
it's okay.
And that's something that sort of plagued even our own community for a long time. There's a lot of, you know, guys out there, hunters and stuff. I know some personally who, you know, they get their guns out once in a while, maybe pop a few pop cans with shotguns. You know, they go out hunting during hunting season. And other than that, their guns pretty much sit in the cabinet, right? And they're not really that concerned about the rest of the sport. There's quite a few of those people, but, you know, that's a big part of this. So people who say, you know, well, we're preaching to the choir on Wild TV. I think the very best example to prove them wrong that I can give them is just recently. This is one of my big highlights of the year, actually. I took Jim Shockey to the range. So most people in our community know exactly who Jim Shockey is. But for those who don't, he is a world-renowned, ultra-famous hunter. He was sort of the guy who made, you know, hunting shows, and that whole hunting culture made it really popular, right? And he's got his daughter, Eva Shockey, involved in his company, as well, Ryan Leaf. He's an ex-MP. He also works for Jim Shockey's Hunting Adventures. And Jim came to Ottawa recently, and we took him to the range. And for me personally, you know, I started out in this community as a hunter, solely as a hunter, and it branched into other things as I learned, you know, went to different events and started going to things. I thought, wow, that looks like a ton of fun. And it's not just work. Hunting is work, right? That really showed the fun side of it. So to take Jim out and get Jim on there, who is an RPAL holder, you know, he owns handguns and stuff, but of course you don't see that side of him because when he's on TV, it's always about hunting. So to get him out there and get him advocating for gun owners of all types and all varieties, to me, that was monumental. It was invaluable because that part of the community is like a large portion of gun owners. And sometimes you just need that one person that maybe you look up to, or, you know, he's a bit of an idol. You can look up to him and say, wow, you know, Jim's onto something. He's right. You know, if we don't band together and start standing up for each other, who's going to be left to stand up for the hunters when they're down to their bolt actions and single shots, right? So, you know, that was a major highlight for me personally. And just Jim is a pretty down-to-earth guy for somebody who's a celebrity. I asked him, did he want me to blow this up into a traditional Tracy event where it's just a circus? And he said, no, I really want to keep this quiet, because I want to do some advocacy. And, you know, as much as I love talking to fans and signing autographs and posing for pictures, that's not what this is about. I really want to help my community. And to me, that just, you know, I mean, I don't spend a whole lot of time watching TV, but I sure as heck really appreciate Jim Shockey's efforts this year. And, of course, he gave us huge shout outs on Instagram and Twitter and all over the place, and said, you know, we are the organization to join. So he understands that we, you know, we protect everyone, right from the hunters all the way up to the black gun guys. So big moment for me. Yeah.
Well, that's important. And we're hoping that the show is going to do that too, mm-hmm. you know, and that comment was being passed around by some people, right? You're preaching to the choir. It's like, no. Yeah. Maybe I'm preaching to the choir, but there's only, you know, 2% of the choir is singing. I'm trying to get the rest of the choir to start singing.
That's
so
right.
There's a lot of work that can be done with this show. And, you know, I don't want to reveal too much too quick. And I know it's just a hint, but this show, this season and this show is only the beginning of what's coming for the CCFR. There's some huge stuff. But anyway, another highlight, the magazine, that was another kind of a breakthrough for us this year too. Hey,
absolutely. It's something I always kind of wanted to do. I know it's a little bit of a tradition with gun organizations to have a relationship with a magazine, you know, but I wanted something different. If we were going to do that, I just didn't want anything, you know, monotonous. And to be honest, I love the angle that that our partnership with them has taken, because High Capacity Magazine is really going to be focusing on the events, the people, and the
culture.
Core of the sport. Yeah, the culture. And not just showing off cool gadgets and gear, which we love cool gadgets and gear too. But I really love that they're going to, you know, take a sort of an in-depth look at the events and the people that shape our community. So I'm super stoked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you haven't gotten a copy of the magazine, you can get it in a variety of different places. I believe there are distributors that are putting these magazines in all of the gun orders that go out, that ship out. But also you can go straight to, I think it's highcapacitymagazine.ca or whatever. But one of the ways to get a heavily discounted subscription is to join the CCFR. And then it's an opt-in for $8 for the entire year, which is 4 issues sent directly to your home for $8. So if you're not a member, go ahead and become a member and opt into that for $8. Or if you're renewing, you can do it through the renewal process as well. So, you know, I will say this is before we got involved with the magazine, we saw a proof of concept magazine, which was, it was okay, but it wasn't great. But again, it was just a proof of concept. Then where the first issue, I guess it's, I think they're calling it issue two, but whatever, where from the proof of concept issue, which would have been one, to this issue, it was a huge improvement in quality. And now they've got another, whatever, 2 months, month and three quarters to produce issue three. And I think that's going to really surprise people, of how great that that magazine is going to look then.
Oh, I agree. Like these guys, they almost remind me of Forrest Gump. Everything they touch just turns to gold. Like they're so talented, and the you know, the content that they produce, the photography, that everything is so beautiful. I think you're going to see this magazine really bloom into something incredible that everybody can sink their teeth into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a place for everybody there, right? And,
yeah, and absolutely.
When it's primarily about gear, you know, you run out of gear. You know, you run out of interesting stuff to put in there. And so there's, it's really, really, there's a lot of content that can go in there. One of the other things that someone was telling me, and I thought I'd make kind of a shout out and ask for some help. A lot of people wonder how you can get involved, not just becoming a member or whatever, but what else can you do for the CCFR? And I've got something for you. And I've asked for this before and didn't get a whole lot back. But anyway, you never know, I might try it again. So I was talking to somebody who was, what was it? It was a gun club that had given us a donation, which was just incredible. I mean, that just makes things so much easier for us. And I guess the reason why they chose the CCFR to give such a generous donation was they really liked the explainer videos. And I've heard that a couple times. And
okay.
Yeah. And that was what sealed the deal, because they found us to be super useful. And so I think we should do another round of those explainer videos. Having done them once, they'll be very easy for me to do it. Well, not very easy, but you know what I mean? A lot easier for me to do a second time. But the hardest part, in my opinion, is the content. So here's the challenge.
Yeah.
If you guys are out there and you want to help out, write a 140-word essay on whatever topic you think would be a great explainer video, something you want to tell the public about gun owners or guns. And then what you can do is even look at the old explainers. You can find those on the CCFR YouTube channel. So go to YouTube, type in CCFR, you'll find CCFR channel right away. Look at the explainer videos. You can look at all the different topics and how they're the flow and everything. Maybe watch a couple of them, go, okay, well, I can write something similar to that, and just send it to info@firearmrights.ca. And if I can aggregate, whatever, enough to do six or seven of those videos, we'll do six or seven more this year. So
I love that. And maybe we can sweeten the pot. Maybe sometimes people need a little bit of encouragement to get really creative. How about this? Whoever's explainer video idea essay that we choose to make an explainer video out of, we will give them a gift certificate to the CCFR store. How's that?
No, that's pretty cool.
I think so. Like if you're looking to make five or six of those, let's make it a $40 gift certificate to the CCFR store to use on CCFR gear and be loud and proud. And that way there's a little bit of incentive to create some really cool stuff for us. Mm-hmm. So let's do that.
No, that's a good idea. Why don't we make it $50? Because that's
$50.
That's a round number.
That's a nice round number. Okay. So if your idea is chosen to be used in a CCFR explainer video, we will send you a $50 e-gift certificate to use on our store for whatever gear you want.
All right. Now you have to be careful, because 10 people could say, well, I want to talk about magazines. And then it's like, well, I said I want to talk about magazines. So I have to figure out some way to aggregate or to mitigate that kind of confusion. But we'll figure that out. But I think that's a good idea. We'll come out with something official soon.
Okay, cool.
Excellent. Do you have any other highlights this past year, Tracy?
Well, I've got something. Now, this is sort of a little bit of a smaller thing that happened to us, but I guess in the big picture, it is also a big deal. Was we, you and I went to Halifax this summer, and we went to the CPC policy convention. And, you know, that was interesting. We weren't really sure what to expect. We did have a lot of great conversations. We attended some workshops, did a lot of networking. That stuff was good. And then, of course, the, you know, the whole event and the 3 days of activities sort of culminates with this speech from the leader, right? So here Rod and I are inside this massive auditorium at the event site, and they've got, you know, all these wicked light shows up and, you know, all this conservative stuff decorated everywhere, and Andrew Scheer, and like you almost felt like you were at a rock concert. Like it was pretty, you know, pretty done up. And there we're sitting there, and we run into one of our field officers. He was there with his EDA. And he's like, hey, did you guys see the Halifax newspaper? And I'm like, no, what are you talking about? And he's like, you and Rod made the front cover. And I'm like, what? So he gives me his copy of the newspaper, and I'm looking at it, and it says, gun lobby descends on Halifax. That was like the front page. And then you open it up, and there's basically like a 2-page spread about the CCFR, you know, being there. And it was funny because it was the same time, of course, as we all know, that Max had separated from the party and decided to go out on his own. And I remember, you know, that was such big news to everybody in, you know, online and everywhere. You know, it was big talk of the event and everything else. And here I'm looking at the front cover of the newspaper, and it's, you know, the CCFR gun lobby has descended on Halifax. And then over on the sidebar, there's like a little, you know, inch high ad that says, you know, Max Bernier separates from the CPC. And I thought, wow, did we ever take some thunder there? So, you know, no offense to Max, but for me personally, I felt like, wow, it was kind of cool. And it just made me feel like, wow, we're really, you know, sometimes I don't understand how big our reach is until I experience things like that. It reminds me, looking back to a couple years ago, this is probably my own personal highlight, you know, so far in the CCFR, is the Gun Goddess article, which humiliated my children terribly. But that's also kind of a funny story. I had been contacted by the Ottawa Citizen here in Ottawa. It's just a local newspaper, kind of a, you know, medium-sized newspaper. And the Alison Gillis, who's the reporter, she contacted me through email, and she said, hey, I'd like to do a story on guns. It was during the time of the 1022 magazine fiasco. And she said, I'd really like to do it at the range so we could get a couple shots of you, you know, shooting or with the gun and the magazine. Like, would you happen to have this? I said, oh, yeah, almost every Canadian gun owner's got a Ruger 1022. No problem. We can do that. So we went out to the range and we did the interview. She was pretty interested and it went well. And I even got her and her camera guy shooting. And then she said, okay, well, I'll write something up and I'll send you a link to it. It'll just be a little clickbait online type article, but I'll send you the link when it's ready. And I said, okay. And I was kind of excited. You know, it was one of my first, you know, sole interactions by myself with media, right? So go home, kind of, you know, move on and get busy doing other stuff. And a few days later, I was driving somewhere up to the hunt camp, and we stopped for gas along the 148 in Quebec on our way up to the Pontiac. And we're in the store, and I go in to pay for the gas, and I look down at the newspaper rack, and there's a picture of me on the front page of the Ottawa Sun and the Ottawa Citizen. And I'm like, And it says in great big letters, Ottawa's gun goddess wants to, you know, redo Canada's gun laws. And I thought, oh my God. So I looked at Summer and I looked down at the newspaper, and she just looked at me and she rolls her eyes and she's like, really, Mom? Gun goddess? So I've never really lived that down. But yeah, I think every time I see us on the cover of a newspaper, it just sort of like, wow, I don't know, maybe I fangirl out a little bit, but it's great to see gun owners getting that kind of coverage, right?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've got that. It's funny you bring that up, because I have it right here, because it's been sitting on my desk since we got this. Is I need to clean my desk, obviously.
Obviously.
But yeah, pros and cons. National Gun Lobby Group descends on Halifax Convention, looking to federal conservatives to defend the rights of gun owners. And then it has a little thing. It says the opposition This was Randy Sukier. There are many, 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 many examples of legal gun owners who are clearly unstable.
Hey, Rod.
Hashtag six times many.
Yeah, 85% of fifth graders think that using, you know, the more times you use the word many, the more believable your statement is, right? So fifth graders all agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what was going on there. Many, 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 many.
Yeah. So why don't you just say all of them if that's what you mean? But but anyway, it's funny, while you were talking, I thought I'd bring up the why join list. And just for anybody, we got to wrap this up soon because we're going long. But for anybody that doesn't know, you know, or is wondering what we've done in the last year or since we started, just go to the firearmrights.ca website and click why join. And there's our list. And we try to keep it updated. There's a couple of things that aren't on there, but we did our syndicated interview with CBC. That was a big thing that we did this year. That was interesting.
Huge.
We got that front page and I don't know, like four pages of coverage in that Halifax, Halifax Metro Star of all places. You know, we testified for committee. That was interesting. We did a couple of press conferences, which is great. I'm not aware that a gun group has ever done a press conference in Center Block before. Super important, pretty easy to do. Great exposure for gun owners. So that was great. Jim Shockey, big highlight, obviously. Our lobby week when C-71 broke, where we were running from interview to interview nonstop.
Literally running sometimes.
Yeah, like, from morning to night, doing interviews on the phone, in the hallway, in the House of Commons, on our way to do something else.
Oh, so, yeah. Like outside washrooms, you know, in hallways. It was insane. Like our schedule was so crazy. We couldn't even get to a quiet place. It was just you got to wing it.
Yeah. The political videos, not to mention the TV show, which has finally happened. It was a big year for the CCFR. Really big.
It was a huge year. And, you know, as much as I know a lot of times we get a lot of, you know, thanks, Rod and Tracy this, Rod and Tracy that. I got to say, that's who people think because that's who they see. But, you know, who you don't see are the people working behind the scenes and doing, you know, a lot of the hard work, the everyday stuff. We have the most amazing volunteer field officer team, you know, all across the country, 200 and, I don't know, 50 guys now, I think, and girls. And these people are just relentless. They are devoted, committed, you know, they actually deserve a lot of the praise because they're not paid to do what we're doing. So for me, you know, like they're literally giving up their personal time. So a huge thank you to them and a huge thank you to everybody who has stood by us or come and stood with us during this last year, because without the members, there's no way we would be able to do any of this. So it just blows my mind what amazing things a small group of really devoted people can do. So let's make it a bigger group this year and, you know, just move mountains.
Yeah, they haven't seen anything yet from us. This is only the beginning.
That's right.
What a great way to end it. So excellent comments. And we'll leave it for now. Have a great Christmas, Tracy. And I look forward to more stuff in the new year.
Okay, Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right. The bells at the end. You're a weirdo.
The media constantly makes a connection between licensed gun owners and criminal use of firearms. Whether it's intentional or not, the effect is the same. The average non-gun-owning Canadian agrees with our country's ineffective and prejudicial regulations. There is one organization in Canada that focuses on taking back public opinion, and that's the Canadian Coalition for Firearm Rights. Stand up for your own ability to own and use firearms. Donate now or become a member at www.firearmrights.ca.
All right, well, I guess we're going to wrap up this episode of the CCFR Radio Podcast. Thanks to everybody for your support. Don't forget, if you're not a member, consider becoming a member of the CCFR. That really helps. You can also become a Patreon supporter. So go to Patreon and search for the CCFR if you want to do that. Be part of the Insiders group. Also, as you guys know, the clothing is out for everybody that's bought clothing so far. Really appreciate the support The CCFR makes a substantial investment when we do something like that. And when people jump on early and buy clothing, that helps us recoup our investment. And then, of course, once that's paid off, then everything else that we sell is profit to help fuel and help operate the CCFR. So really appreciate the support. Obviously, if you order clothing now, you won't get it before Christmas, but there's always the new year. So from my family to yours, I hope everyone takes a little bit of time off and just spends time with people that are important to them and maybe gets away from politics a little bit. I'm going to try to do that myself, although it's easier said than done. And then once we hit the new year, the battle will rage on, and they've seen nothing yet. We are going to really take it to them in the new year. They have no idea. So anyway, having said that, look forward to January 2nd. As soon as the new year kicks off, look forward to the TV show, The CCFR's Canada Downrange on Wild TV. If you're not a subscriber, go ahead and subscribe to them so you can check out the show as it happens every week. And again, thank you so much, everyone, for your support. We couldn't do it without you. Take care, have a great holiday, and we'll see you next year.
This is another episode of the CCFR Radio Podcast. Remember, if you don't stand up for your own ability to own and use firearms, who will? Join the CCFR or donate right now at www.firearmrights.ca.